Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Next week, the United Kingdom is voting in a referendum on whether to stay in the European Union or leave it. There are big fears among economists about what the second largest economy in the EU pulling out would mean. And remember, the EU is still trying to get a handle on the migrant crisis, which brought over 1 million people to Europe, people from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries last year. But earlier this year, the EU made a deal with Turkey to send new migrants coming to Greece back to Turkey and try to stem the flow. Germany has taken in more migrants than any other country in the EU. And joining us now is Emily Haber, who is the State Secretary for the German Ministry of the Interior. She's with us from Berlin. Welcome.
Thank you.
And what is the state of the influx of migrants to Germany right now, especially after this deal between the EU and Turkey?
The influx has dropped significantly. We had four-digit numbers entering Germany and, for that matter, entering Greece every day until January. Numbers dropped a bit when the Western Balkan route was basically closed, but people continued to pour into Greece. After the EU-Turkey agreement of April 4th, the influx of people coming to Greece is double-digit, triple-digit, but never more. So all in all, we do see that the combination of the closure of the Western Balkan route and, more significantly, the agreement between Turkey and the EU has led to what we meant to achieve, and that is a visible reduction of the numbers, a visible reduction of those that are dying on that very hazardous route, and the considerable improvement of the situation for refugees in Turkey.
Is it your goal to get that number of refugees and migrants coming down even lower, or is this a manageable number at this point?
Well, I wouldn't call any number manageable or not manageable. You know that we are opposed to saying that there is a number, that there is a ceiling of people that may be welcomed while others couldn't. What we meant to achieve was we had to see a sizable reduction of the number of people coming, and this we have achieved.
And what about those who are already in Germany? What's the status of those people, and how have they been able to integrate themselves into German society?
That will be a huge challenge in the time to come. In the past year, about 1 million people have come to Germany. In the first semester of 2015, about half of them were from the Western Balkans, and they, of course, have no prospect for getting asylum in Germany. But in the second semester of 2015, about 80 to 90% of those that were coming were from Syria, from Iraq, from Pakistan, and from Afghanistan. Many of them, in particular those from Syria, are entitled to protection. Right now, the protection rate is at about 60 or 59% of all that are coming. So we'll have to integrate a very heterogeneous group of people coming mostly from the Middle East, and they have arrived over a very short period of time. That will confront us with difficulties in getting them integrated, in making them acquire language skills, getting them access to the labor market, but most importantly, make them or encourage them to embrace the values and the principles that modern democracies stand for.
But do you really expect, and I say that in a country where we've got, you know, millions and millions of undocumented immigrants, do you really expect the people who can't gain asylum to leave, or will they just stay in Germany and work under the table?
Well, in the past, we haven't managed to make those return to their countries of origin that had been refused asylum. We'll have to get much better at that. Our message must be those that are entitled to protection will get protection and will be able to stay here. They will have to integrate. But for the rest, those that are not entitled to protection, then they will have to leave the country.
What do you think of the anti-immigrant sentiment that has come up across the European Union to the point in some countries where they have been building walls to keep the migrants out? We spoke with one of your colleagues in Greece who called that appalling and said that's not what Europe should stand for. What do you think of it?
Well, we're certainly against walls. But what we also need to understand is we are confronted at our European external borders with great state fragilities, with instabilities, even civil war. That creates conflicts that makes people want to go away and seek a better future for themselves. And that will remain the case. And that is why Europe in its entirety will have to confront the necessity that it's a responsibility not only to be shouldered by three or five countries, but by all of us. That's point one. Point two is, you're right, we see great animosity, even hostility in some segments of European society against refugees. We also see the contrary. If you remember the pictures that went around the world of people, of volunteers in Germany welcoming refugees.
Right.
It's part of a very complex reality. The influx of refugees, especially in the dimension we've seen, will change societies, and that will instill many with worries, concerns, even fears, what that will mean for them. We'll have to give very good answers for that. And one of the answers is getting integration right, getting the reception management of refugees right, and telling people and proving it that we're able to guarantee for security all the same.
And how do you feel being in Germany, which is the richest country, the country that obviously has so much opportunity that so many people want to come there? Do you feel a sense of responsibility that, you know, unlike a country like Greece, let's say, that you have to take on more of the burden of all of these people who are looking for a safe place to live?
Yes, but that will not eclipse the sense of responsibility that others should have as well. By mid-2015, it was two European countries that were shouldering about 50% of the entire influx. That is really an imbalance, and it cannot be sustainable. You see, we have to explain to the German population as well why we have to take up that responsibility by accepting that this is a responsibility that falls onto Germany and perhaps Sweden alone. Then a large segment of our population will say, what about Europe? And what sort of Europe is that makes cherry-picking a feasible strategy in one of the greatest migration crises we've faced in our lifetime?
Emily Haber, do you think that we're getting past the point where just about every year there's a big question being asked around the world about whether the European Union can stay together? We had the debt crisis, which put a lot of strain on the EU, and now the migrant crisis, and people have been asking, do you think these countries really want to be one of this big block of the European Union? Do you think that Europe is going to stay together for the future, or that there's still a question about the commitment?
I certainly do believe that Europe will stay together. If you look back at spring 2015, I don't believe that in your wildest dreams you would have been able to predict how far we'd come by May 2016, with the Commission putting forward a couple of proposals that amount to a reorganization of the entire refugee and asylum system of the EU. So, yes, we're moving forward, and yes, the crisis is propelling this.
And on that note, there's going to be a vote next week in the United Kingdom about whether to stay or whether to leave the EU. What do you think they should do?
I'm not telling anyone what to do. I am not going to go into that. That's for the UK population to get into. But I can say this, that of course, we would like to see the UK to stay. But telling anyone how to vote would be so entirely wrong.
That's Emily Haber, the State Secretary for the German Ministry of the Interior. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.